This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Star campaigners of different political parties used all their might to woo the voters for the next phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that CAA is a burning example of Modi ki guarantee, and it is clear that BJP fulfills its promises. He said CAA will not be removed. Addressing an election rally in Jaunpur district of Uttar Pradesh, he said this Lok Sabha election is an opportunity for the country to choose a leader who can run a strong government which makes the world aware of India's strength. He also addressed political rallies in Azamgarh, Bhadohi and Pratapgarh districts of the state. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vara campaigned in Rai Bareli. Attacking the BJP, she said the Saffron Party is promoting lawlessness. She also criticized the government for lack of facilities in cow shelters. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked the BJP in Bandra and said the state and central government are neck deep in corruption. He also addressed another political rally in Fatehpur district. Election Commission has taken tough stand against post-poll violence in Andhra Pradesh. The Commission has directed Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Andhra Pradesh to take strict action against culprits. It has also directed the Ministry of Home Affairs to retain 25 Central Armed Police Forces companies in Andhra Pradesh after counting. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar and Election Commissioners Yanish Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu conveyed their displeasure over the post-poll violence in Andhra Pradesh during a meeting with Chief Secretary and DGP of Andhra Pradesh in New Delhi today. Senior Indian Information Service Officer Moshmi Chakravarti assumed the charge of Director General of Akashvani today. A 1991 batch IIS officer, she has a vast experience of working in several media organizations of the Information and Broadcasting Ministry, including Press Information Bureau and Central Bureau of Communication. In her career spanning over three decades, she has also worked on deputation basis in the National Human Rights Commission and as PS to Cabinet Minister. National Testing Agency has asked the candidates scheduled to appear for the CUET UG 2024 exam in Delhi on 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to download revised admit card. In a notice issued today, NTA said candidates must download a revised admit card reflecting the new exam center from official website of CUET UG. It said candidates who already downloaded admit card after 5 p.m. on 15th May need not download it again. Aam Aadmi Party's Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal has lodged a complaint with Delhi police over the alleged misconduct of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA with her. In a social media post, Ms. Maliwal said she has given her statement to the police on the incident. She hoped that appropriate action will be taken in this regard. Ms. Maliwal urged BJP not to do politics on this incident. She also claimed that some people tried to assassinate her character by insinuating that she was making such allegations on the instructions of another party. Union External Affairs Minister and BJP leader S. Jaishankar has reasserted that Pakistan Occupied Kashmir, POK, is a part of India. Addressing an event titled Vishwabandhu Bharat in Nashik early today, Mr. Jaishankar dismissed the notion of a Lakshman Rekha limiting India's actions. When asked about any potential reaction from China if India tried to integrate POK, the minister said POK is a part of India that had temporarily slipped away due to someone's weakness. Referring to the recent protests in Muzaffarabad, Mr. Jaishankar said residents of POK have started raising questions regarding their suffering and mistreatment. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad qualified for the IPL playoffs after their match against Gujarat Titans was abandoned without toss due to incessant rain. The fight for the fourth and last spot in playoffs is still on between the Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Chennai Super Kings. Tomorrow, Mumbai Indians will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Wankhede Stadium. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.